As heard on WBFO Tuesday night, President Obama spoke in front of the joint session of Congress and also the nation with his annual State of the Union address. Among those in the audience was Western New York's first-term Congressman Chris Collins. He joins us by phone from Washington this morning. Good morning to you, Congressman.
Oh, good morning, Jay.
Congressman, I do have your statement that your office released after last night's speech, and I'll kind of go through it just real quickly here, that there's nothing more disappointing than when a leader misses the opportunity to lead, and you get into how the president talked about raising taxes and even increasing the federal minimum wage and things along those lines. At the same time, you had a bit of a conciliatory element in there that you're hoping that we can all work together. And I guess let's get right into that. You come from the business world where negotiations are key to everything, right? Is there, or did you find something or things inside the president's speech that you see some common ground between Congress and the president?
Well, he at least speaks to the need to promote small business, but as I did point out in my press release and statement, now he's raising taxes. He's going to raise the minimum wage, things that we all know are not good for the economy, and that's why the economy not only isn't moving forward, but in December it actually moved backwards. That's why we still have 8% unemployment. So as I listened to the speech last night, I was hoping the president would talk about how we're going to start spending within our means and stop these runaway deficits that are also hurting the economy. And I was hoping that I would hear how we would, as a nation, move forward for growth. But I'll tell you, Jay, the thing that was most disappointing, because he did say the right words, but mm-hmm. perhaps what he didn't say, when he said, we need to put the nation's interests before party. But what he didn't say was just last week, he stood up and said his goal of the next 2 years is to return Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House, meaning he wants to defeat Republicans. He is a very, very partisan president.
Since you brought up a kind of a national political element, I think you have an interesting perspective. You, of course, were elected county executive in Erie County, which is you're a Republican in a county where Democrats, of course, are the majority. And one of the things that we've heard a lot about since the presidential election is the Republicans' perhaps inability to be successful inside that electoral college. And I'm curious from your perspective, as a Republican who comes from an area where Democrats were the majority, are there things that now you think maybe the Republicans need to do at the same time to modify their message to appeal to a greater audience?
Oh, well, there's no question, Jay. The Republicans lost this last election. Clearly, Obama was reelected president. The Democrats continue to control the Senate. We actually lost some seats in the House, even though we're still the majority. Our message of a growing economy and working for our children and grandchildren has not gotten through as perhaps it should. So there's a messaging issue there. What I did as county executive, I always talked about vision. Where do we want to go? Erie County will be a world-class community where people want to live, businesses want to locate, tourists want to visit. There's no R or D attached to that vision. But this president, as the leader, has not done those things. And I have to say the Republicans have not had perhaps the best messaging to remind people now after 4 years. The Senate hasn't passed the budget at all. The president just missed his legal requirement in, 1st of February to put forth a budget. We need fiscal discipline in this country, and I do know those of us with children and grandchildren are feeling very frustrated that this government is just piling up IOUs and borrowing money from China to pay our everyday expenses. It just can't continue.
All right. Well, Congressman, I do appreciate your time this morning. We look forward to speaking with you down the road.
Okay. Anytime, Jay.
All right, thank you. Congressman Chris Collins with us from Washington this morning, offering perspective on last night's State of the Union address.